The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. My name is Joy Summers, and I do a show on Way FM Radio. So you're going to hear a recap of some of those conversations. If you ever want to listen live, download the Way FM app or check out wayfm.com. I just want to also put a little teaser out there. If you are looking for a way to make this Christmas more meaningful, we have some killer Advent content coming. I just shot a video for it this week because Advent, honestly, I didn't even know what it was a couple of years ago. And I grew up a pastor's kid. It's this season of waiting and preparation in the weeks leading up to Christmas to help you really prepare to celebrate Christmas to the full and to understand what Jesus did for us. So if you want access to the Advent content we're creating, it's like a video a week leading up to Christmas. I'll be in one of them. All you want to do is text the word light, L-I-G-H-T, to 91979. Now let's get to the podcast. At the very end, I'm going to tell you why I almost cried during a photo shoot yesterday. Almost. Okay, I probably did. And we're kicking things off with your worst Thanksgiving Day fails. You had me cracking up.
I was responsible one year for taking the sweet potato souffle. And when I was making it, I accidentally grabbed the cumin instead of the cinnamon.
Can you describe the flavor of what it turned out?
It was more savory than sweet. Well, the next year, my mom asked me to bring the plates and cups.
It was my first Thanksgiving married, and my husband's family and my family came to our minuscule apartment, and I had the turkey in the oven and took it out so proudly. And my dad went to carve it, and all of a sudden, we're looking at this kind of green and yellow stuff, and we couldn't figure out what it was.
Ew.
When I put the stuffing in the turkey with the wooden spoon, I also put in the oven mitt.
We cooked a ham, like a honey baked ham, and you know they come wrapped in the foil, pre-cooked, just put them in the oven, let them warm up. And he's carving my ham, and that moisture pack that they put on the bottom of the ham.
I did not know that was even there. You're teaching me. They put a moisture pack?
Yeah, it's kind of plastic and foamy where it draws moisture. And so I had cooked that with my ham, like 3 hours in the oven.
Was it still edible?
Nobody died, so...
That's probably not the barometer we want to use, but it worked that time, girl.
Hey. Trending. Tell me what's trending now.
Trending. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
what's trending?
So, if you haven't heard it yet, Carrie Underwood has given us the perfect Turkey Day song. While you're cooking your turkey, you're cooking your mashed potatoes, you're cooking your sides, you have to listen to Stretchy Pants.
So sorry for me, because I just tried it.
Had not heard that yet, and I'm delighted.
It's so relatable, right? I sit down to Thanksgiving in my stretchy pants. Do you?
Oh, yeah. Some people are cleaning their ovens, and I'm like, nope, cleaning my stretchy pants is the only thing I need for the day.
But not only is this song fun, the proceeds from all of the streams and downloads are going to be donated to the store. Which, Joy, I don't know if you've heard of this. It's a Nashville-based organization. It was actually founded by Brad Paisley and his wife.
No, I haven't heard.
Yes, and what they do is it's a nonprofit grocery store. It allows people to shop for free for whatever necessities and basic needs that they have year-round.
Wow.
And so the proceeds of this song are not only so you can have fun on Thanksgiving Day dancing in your kitchen, but it's also going to benefit getting underprivileged families food on their table for the holidays.
Wait, but there's no stretchy pants? I thought she was selling stretchy pants. Wait, I would spend more money on that.
I do. I mean, that would be an amazing marketing tactic, Joy.
Yes.
Carrie Underwood and her team should hire you for this.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going down, y'all. Just the straight streams. All right, I'll still buy it. It's still for a good cause. So tell us how we can find all the content from her.
All you have to do is text the word trend to 91979.
Taking a quick break from the conversation to tell you about our show sponsors. Parenting is hard. I've got a toddler, and this morning I sat in my car for at least 15 minutes trying to convince myself to start my day because he left me in tears this morning, took all I had and more. And if you are a parent as well, the last thing you need to be worrying about is paying your mortgage. It's gotten a little bit away from you. It's gotten more expensive than you planned, like for my husband and me. It went up $300 this year because of taxes. If you want to refinance, now is the time to do it, and you want to work with United Faith Mortgage. Here's why. Because they are a father and son team. They're going to treat you like family, and they have a direct lender advantage, which means there is no middleman. This advantage often allows you to get an even better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money, and allow your focus to be back where it deserves to be, on raising your crazy children. If you want to check out United Faith Mortgage, go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com. That's UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
This is often the part where you want to hit the skip button. I get that. But don't, because you listening to what I'm about to say could literally mean that someone does not go hungry this month. One of our podcast sponsors is Food for the Hungry, this unbelievable organization that's been trying to help some of the most vulnerable people around the globe get out from under the grips of poverty. And they have something called the Chicken of the Month Club. It's as easy as it sounds. They give two chickens to a hungry family every single month. For $28 a month, you could be helping a family that is hungry right now have healthy protein. I just cracked two eggs in a pan for my son every single morning this week, and I didn't worry about there being eggs the next day. But there are families that don't even have access to that kind of food, and two chickens would make sure their babies can eat. In fact, Benjamin lives in Bolivia, and his mom said, "Now my kids, like Benjamin and his sister, eat eggs every day, and their health is improving by leaps and bounds." All you have to do if you want to help someone with the Chicken of the Month Club is to text the word flock, that's F-L-O-C-K, to 91979. That's 91979, or go to fh.org/joy. There are so many negative stories, but as we are preparing for Thanksgiving, let's talk about a positive one that you might have missed. Years ago, this story went viral when a grandmother accidentally texted the wrong number and started asking about Thanksgiving Day plans and getting together. Well, the kid she texted was 17-year-old Jamal, and he said, "Actually, I'm not who you think I am, but I don't have anywhere to spend Thanksgiving. I'll be right over." Even though it started as a joke, they actually came together for Thanksgiving, and they've been doing it for 6 years in a row. Jamal has become like family to Wanda, the grandmother in Arizona, and it's one of my favorite stories every single year. I hope they continue to meet for the end of time. It's just a reminder that if you know somebody who doesn't have anywhere to go on Thanksgiving, get them to your table. This is one of the sweetest times of the year. But if you're not feeling it, I want you to know that's okay. We've been through a lot. And last year at this time, I was in a dark place with postpartum depression. And I couldn't get in the holiday spirit. But now, looking back, I'm in such a healthier place. And it took a whole year of doctors and counselors and medication and pursuing mental health. But God has brought me to a new place. And so I just wanted to encourage you with my story, because if you're dealing with depression or loss or anxiety, this is a season and it will not always hurt like this. There's going to be another side. And one day, it'll be better. It's been 2 years for most of us since we've been with friends and family, and it might be a little bit awkward. I think I've lost a lot of my social skills in the last year and a half. But just know that going in, that it's going to be imperfect. But the heart behind things is just that people want to connect with you. I have no doubt one of my relatives is going to say something rude about, when am I going to start losing the baby weight? I'm preparing myself for it. But knowing the heart behind it is actually good will help when our feathers get ruffled. Next time you see a family photo with a kid in it on social media, go ahead, give that a like, a little comment, because what's behind the photo? It's probably a lot of stress and maybe even some tears. And I'm not even talking about the kids, because my family did our own family photo session. I wanted a cute picture for the Christmas cards this year. And when we did it, when my son was a baby, it was a delight. He smiled. He cooed. Every photo was glorious. But yesterday, I don't even know the child that showed up for the photo shoot. He was screaming and running and kicking. I almost started crying halfway through the shoot because I knew none of it was going to be usable. And it takes so long to pick out the outfits and plan and make sure everybody looks good. So if I'm crying and so is my child in our Christmas card photo, I just need you to tell me it looks cute.